I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. A delegation of bishops from around the country arrived in Brownsville, McAllen, Texas, to meet with people affected by the Trump administration's zero-tolerance border policy. During a morning mass at the Basilica of Our Lady of San Juan del Valle National Shrine, Bishop Daniel Flores of Brownsville welcomed the delegation led by Cardinal Daniel DiNardo, president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. This past weekend, around 750 marches were held across the country protesting the Trump administration's immigration policies. Representative John Lewis of Georgia, Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, and Senator Kamala Harris of California all participated in rallies in their home states. Celebrities such as Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda, actress America Ferrera, and singer-songwriter Alicia Keys also participated. Representative Susan Collins, who is said to be an important vote for President Trump's pick for the Supreme Court, stated that she will not support any nominee that she believes would overturn Roe v. Wade, the case that legalized abortion. Collins said she would only support a judge who showed respect for established law and decisions. The senator explained that a judge who showed a judicial philosophy that did not respect settled law, quote, would not be acceptable to me because that would indicate an activist agenda. President Trump met with advisors at his New Jersey golf club this weekend to discuss the Supreme Court vacancy and told reporters that he was focusing on up to 7 candidates, including 2 women, and that he would announce his nominee on July 9th. The European Union criticized the Trump administration for considering tariffs on auto imports and warned that instituting them could lead to a global retaliation on $300 billion in U.S. goods. The EU questioned whether auto imports are enough of a threat to U.S. national security to justify the tariffs. A spokesperson for the EU stated that the U.S.'s probe into possible auto tariffs, quote, lacks legitimacy, factual basis, and violates international trade rules. Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of Auxiliary Bishop John Dewar of Boston. Bishop Dewar is 75 years old, which is the age canon law requires bishops to retire. He has been the Vicar General and Regional Bishop for the Boston Archdiocese and was named the city's Auxiliary Bishop by Pope Benedict XVI in 2006. Bishop Dewar is a Massachusetts native, having been born in Dorchester, and was ordained a priest in 1969. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.